it up in time?
Really not sure what happened, but I told my wife, I said, well, I'm late now. I'm not getting in no big hurry.
You're late, right?
First meeting of the day. It'll be all right.
To have that problem, I had the alarm clock was close to the bed. I had to move it, that thing all the way across the room.
Set one alarm clock. I think I had my phone. My wife usually sets hers. I don't know what happened in the morning. It just wasn't meant to be.
Sometime, somehow I got it in my head that I turned off the alarm and I was running late. And I jumped up and got dressed and started making breakfast and making my lunch and that, and looked at the clock. It was 1 a.m.
God, yes, I would hate that. I don't think I've ever done that, but I've definitely woke up in a panic a couple times before.
Look up, and the sun was already up.
It's just funny, all last week I was up good. Had to let the dogs out and everything since the wife and kids were gone. And the first day they're home that I go back to work, and I'm going to be late.
You just thought it'd been just the opposite, right?
Laying in the bed.
Went to over to Reedville. My nephew was up, and his daughter had a fast pitch softball tournament. So I went over there Saturday, watched the game, and then me and the wife went back Sunday and watched the game. So it was pretty cool. It was just kind of a laid back weekend.
Fun. Shoot, I know. Anytime I ever watch girls fast pitch softball, man, they sling that freaking thing.
Softball was fast, and these were only, you know, 14 and 15 year olds.
Easy right there. I don't know how they do it.
Complex had 13 fields, and that thing was packed out.
Good thing at the end of the day, people getting back to a little bit of normal.
Me for sure.
Anything productive this weekend or not? I cleaned all the pollen out of my screened-in porch. That thing was a mess.
Grass cut yesterday afternoon.
Coming up good. It's about time to cut them again.
Oh, it is, really.
Finally planted my garden, so at least I got that done. Now I just got to get my water timer and everything ready and set up.
Anything with that yet?
Last week, but fire ant nest, they decided to move into that garden, so I had to coat the whole thing in 7-dust, and that got rid of it.
Battery for my riding tractor, that thing is so dead that sometimes it won't even let the tractor run.
Take a charge?
No, it won't take a charge, and that, but it must have a short in it or something, and it sucks so much power away from the motor that it sometimes the motor don't have enough to keep itself going.
Crazy. Shoot, I gotta find a John Deere tractor front wheel for mine. Mine keeps going dead. I plugged it a couple years ago, but it just leaks, and every time you go get the lawnmower out, it's just completely flat.
Like that, they leak down after a couple of weeks, and that. But mine's old. I think mine's like about a 2006 model, and it's still got the original wheels.
I don't know if mine's that old. Shoot, I can't remember. It's been so long since I bought it. Probably a good 12, 13 years old, and it's the same way. Got the original tires on it. My wife decided to. It was down one day, and she. Pretty much ran it around the yard completely flat and ended up putting a hole in the sidewall.
Well, I'm rolling up to the gate here, so I'm going to have to say 73 and hope you have an awesome day, and hope the rest of your day goes better than it did this morning. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon, KN4 TFW.
Have a good one, 73 to you, and hopefully you have a great day at work. And maybe we'll catch you this evening or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
Four HKX mobile.
KO4. 4CEF.
Andrew, I heard you and Ian talking there just a minute ago. I was eating breakfast.
My breakfast on the way to work.
Running late this morning.
A bit late. I figure I ain't needing to be in a hurry now.
Begin.
And I got a few things done. I think I ended up planting my garden and finally got my screened-in porch area cleaned up. All the pollen sprayed out of it.
Been doing the last 2 weekends is cleaning up around the house.
Before it's not too hot yet. And, actually go outside, not sweat to death.
I'm with you on that, but fortunately it's a little bit cooler up here in the mountains, so it lasts a little bit longer.
Yeah, shoot, I believe it was mid-70s yesterday while I was outside working, so it wasn't bad at all.
Made it up to about 70 degrees here yesterday, that was it. The storms that rolled through Saturday evening?
Couple. One kind of bad sale. I was listening to the Greenville Skywarn, and they were reporting on a potential tornado in the Bowling Springs area. I don't live too far north of Bowling Springs, so I was trying to keep an eye on it, listen out for anything.
That's the one up here on Caesar's Head also, right, the Skywarn?
That's the main one I listen to. I think there may be another one. I know they can link those up to. But, yeah, I always listen to the one on Caesar's Head for the Greenville Skywarn.
Yeah, I listened to that one also. And, just so you know, I got another email from BridgeCom extending the delivery of that sky bridge.
So, do you have the... You're just waiting on the hotspot. Did you get the radio yet?
Sending the radio, and their comment back was, do you want to change your order, which seems like they'll put me in the back of the list. So.
Got right there.
Real happy about that part of it, but at this point, what do you do?
I've done with the MFJ order I got. I mean, I just sitting back waiting at this point, trying not to even think about it. And I figure it'll just show up one day, and I want to know what I'm ordering.
Got the hint because now I went on the website and it says out of stock, so they must have got a hint. That or there's enough of us busting out about it.
What about MFJ's website? They'll just, it doesn't say anything about back order, it just says add to cart. If you go on there and you add anything and add to cart, they'll take your money and then you'll get an email a couple days later saying it's going back order.
My company do that. Just go ahead and be up front. We know they're shipping you. And there's product delays, just tell us up front.
Like if I go on DX Engineering and try to order the same thing I had ordered through MFJ, it even says up front they won't ship till June. And that's probably an estimate more than anything.
Email from BridgeCom said they're supposed to ship the 16th now, so we'll see. That's Friday, I believe.
Especially when you're ready to start playing with something.
Where my email out about new sales on different products and reminded me to take the courses. What's the point of taking the courses if I don't have the radio? I like to do it at the same time. If you don't have anything to talk, so why are you trying to sell them?
10D7J. I heard y'all talking, and it sounds like somebody's waiting for an HF rig, maybe. And I just wanted to mention to you guys, you might be new hams, I'm not sure, but look up W4DXCC, the convention in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, in September. It's a great DX and contesting convention. It's a lot of fun. Look it up on the web, W4DXCC. Anyway, ND7J, you guys go ahead and take it back.
That information?
I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 73T. I'm going to head on in the plant, and you be safe out there today on the road. Hopefully make some good sales. So we'll holler at you another morning on the radio. This is KO4C. AEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
You have a good day. I know it got started a little rough, but I hope you have a good one. Take care, KO4AKX, and I'll be monitoring.
You copy me?
You got some white noise with you, but other than that, you're good.
Parking lot at Lowe's with all these lights, I'm sure that's probably causing it. Anyway, I don't know if you copied my transmission about the W4DXCC convention. If you're interested at all in HF and DXing, it's a great place to go and meet some folks. Anyway, I'll be on the side as well.